Well, good day, everybody. It's Paul Hopkins, VR podcasting on Audio Boo, VR podcasting everywhere, really. This is another Usher's Pause for Thoughts update. He's doing his own thing on Facebook. You can find him at www.facebook.com/Usher's Pause for Thought, and that's USHERSPAWSFOUR, because it has four pause, thought. I have to keep using that little play on words because it took me all of about 2 minutes to think about it. That's what it is, Usher's Pause for Thoughts, and we're having a little Usher's Pause for Thoughts update. He has his page, as I said, on Facebook, so that's really cool. And we got up to loads of stuff yesterday, lots of stuff, lots of new things. I'm going to talk a little bit about that and just some of the routine, some of the stuff that happens, not to really go on about it and be boring for those of you that know about these things, but just keep it interesting really for those that don't. So what were we up to? Let's find out. Wonder Dog, I do love Wonder Dog. There we go. Yeah, there he goes. So Usher, what did we get up to yesterday? Well, it really was, I talked really, didn't know about the night before and how he settled in, and he seems to be okay. He's currently lying at my feet. He comes for a bit of a love, and you give him a put your arms around him, and then he kind of like flops down under your, out of the circle of your arms onto his back, and then he gets a bit of a fuss, don't you, Usher? Hey, yeah, good boy. He's a good boy. And there's a photo of him. I've got a photo of him on here now, and he's I'll do something with that for his profile. But he's sitting down like a good boy, and he is a good boy. He's done really, really well. So yesterday we got up and did the spending routine and stuff like that. He's not going very often. So Karen, who's his trainer, working with me, thinks that he might have a, I think they call it like a dirty route or something like that, where he might want to spend on the route, and apparently that's normal with dogs as they settle in, you know, over the next 2 weeks and stuff like that. I mean, so far I have to say that there's not been an element of it that I've not understood the reason for. I mean, I'm thinking, well, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, you know, 3 weeks, whatever. It seems quite long to train a dog with a dog, but actually it's not. You've got to bond with him. You've got to just sit with him and play and do your different routines and practice your disciplines and stuff like that. So I've been doing that. I told you, didn't I, that we did the whistle for the food. But I say yesterday was more about doing the first route. So we did a very, maybe walked a mile, something like that. But we did a route where it was just quite a long route with lots of drop curbs and some indents. And obviously, if you're doing indents, then you've got to do outdents. So indents are the ones where you have to go round the corner of the pavement to find the next available curb. And even if it's a raised curb, it's not grass or it's not fenced off. It's that kind of thing, really. And so we did all that. And then we had quite an enjoyable time. It was really fun. We were in Sainsbury's. I'm next to supposedly one of the biggest Sainsbury's. It's a supermarket for those globally that don't know. But it's supposed to be the biggest one in Europe or something like that. But it is huge, and it's got very wide aisles. So at that point, he had the harness on, but without the handles, just so that everyone knew that he was a guide dog still. And then we had him on a lead. So I did just different speeds of walking. So taking the trainer's arm and then doing different speeds, walking slow, walking fast. At first, he just wouldn't steady and had to keep steadying him. And that's quite it feels weird because you are having to, you know, pull the lead quite a bit. We hope that we won't have to put him on a halter because they tend to sort of be a bit more. They're not cruel. They're just a bit more sort of. From what I understand, they're more likely to sort of keep doggy in check. And then obviously, if he learns not to like the halter, then he will like the lead and be more steady. I don't know loads about the halter. I think there's a part that goes over over his nose or on his nose or something as well, just to sort of help keep him back a bit more, because nose is more sensitive, so they're less likely to push against that. So it's more a deterrent than anything else. But anyone that else knows about Halties, then obviously let me know. It isn't that, you know, I don't know. I just don't know yet. I don't know the full facts. But yeah, we hopefully won't need to do that. And I'm pretty good at steadying him. I'm strong enough and stuff like that. Because he's quite a strong lad, you know, being young and stuff. So that was cool. He's a bit kind of wanting to get out and new things to see and the rest of it. But he really settled in nicely. Put him on a long lead and then got him to sit and wait and then walk round him, holding the lead. And then I took the lead off and got him to wait, and we walked away from him. And the first couple of times he waited and we came back. And then the next time, I think he was on a bit of a junction, so he might have got a bit spooked by someone, so he ended up running towards us and not waiting. And then the third time, it was really cool because members of the public had gathered by then and was watching us training a little bit and standing on the sides and stuff. And when we got him to wait and walked quite a long way away, and then I called him, opened my arms to him, and he came bolting towards me, and people thought that was cool. So that's just to do with recall and obedience and stuff, and it's really good. And then we did some turn ins, when you want the dog to keep in and left over or over left or something like that. So again, I can be corrected on the terminology. This is my this will be the Wednesday morning will be my third day of training. So this at this point was my second day of having Usher. Today, I think we're going to probably do another couple of routes because it was raining really badly yesterday, and has been for days now. But hopefully, we'll get some better weather to do some more routes today. Which obviously we have to do. We have to go out in the rain and things like that. But and then I think might do some grooming. I'm not sure yet. But yeah, there's a few things that, and then of course a lot of reiteration. He's been great. He's had another good night. Slept a lot more this time, I think, as did I. I slept a little bit more as I'm sort of getting used to him and stuff and used to him being here and the presence in the room. But, you know, to be honest, I actually forget he's here a lot of the time. As I say, this morning just got up and got ourselves ready. And what I decided to do is try to get ready as if I was going to work and avoid getting taxis, because I've been getting taxis quite a lot. So I'll actually save myself some money, really, by not having to do that. And I think I don't mind getting a taxi with a dog if I need to, but it would be nice to be able to do my walk and stuff and him have his little routine. And to be honest, he gets into his routine and kind of makes you change your routine to some extent. So it's kind of like a companion, a partnership, isn't it? We would have got the train that I wanted to get had we been doing it as a work run. So I actually managed to get him ready, get myself ready, and we were good to go on time. Spent a little bit longer in the run than I would do normally, I think, but it's just as he's getting used to it and things like that, and he gave him sort of 5-10 minutes and then he was ready to go. So, you know, there is that element of it at the moment while he gets used to stuff and while I get used to stuff. But the fundamental point is that we would have been ready to get the train to work. So that's what we're trying to do at the moment. I think that's probably it, really, for now. It's great that everyone's liking his page over on Facebook, so you can do that. You can also make comments on here on Audio Boo, and I'm sure Usher would love to hear from you, as would I. So that is all we're going to say for now, I think. Thanks very, very much for listening and catching up on keeping up with all of Usher's pause for thoughts. And of course, you can go back and listen to the 2 or 3 that we've done so far. The hashtag, whether it's on Twitter or on Audio Boo, is Usher's pause for thought. Usher's pause for thought. Yeah, Usher's pause for thought is the hashtag, the same as the website and all that. All right then, so I'll speak to you soon, and thanks for listening. and it's bye from me and bye from him. And him, I've never heard him bark yet. He's not even barked. Even when we've been playing and stuff, he's, yeah, when I introduced him to a new toy, he sort of, a bit, but that was it. He's a good boy. All right then, we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.